Hello, and thank you for joining me today. I'm Mindy McNeil, and I am joined in studio by Carrie Dillingham. She is the Executive Director of the Broomfield Council on the Arts and Humanities. Thanks for joining me today, Carrie.
Thanks for having me, Mindy.
Yeah. Now, there is going to be a fundraiser that's going to be happening on Wednesday, February the 20th. I think the doors are opening up at 6 p.m. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. At the Broomfield Auditorium.
At the Broomfield Auditorium. Mm-hmm. Great. I did have a few questions on that. This is a fundraiser, so what is the purpose of this benefit that's going to be happening?
Yeah, sure. So this is an annual benefit that we started about 4 years ago. We used to hold smaller fundraisers, but then we realized that there was a funding need to have the bigger annual benefit. And so the purpose behind it is just to fund the operating of the Broomfield Council on the Arts and Humanities. So that's a nonprofit organization that's geared towards presenting arts and cultural programming that's affordable for everyone. We have things from, you know, that cater to newborn all the way up to 100 years of age.
Oh, okay.
And so our focus in this is just to make sure that we can operate for the year and then provide the programming that we have customarily provided, and also open the doors to maybe new programs and arts groups that are looking to get a start.
Okay. And I know you're having some performers this year, but I know in the past you've had Hazel Miller. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've got that jazz connection. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then who's going to be performing this year?
This year it's going to be the Rebecca Folsom Band. And so she's pretty well known. She's toured different places, Tennessee, Texas recently, and even Hawaii. And so she's jazz, folk, blues. So she kind of brings it all together and then creates this very like show-stopping performance.
Oh, she's got a little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah. She's very Janis Joplin-esque.
Ooh, okay.
And then brings in some of those beautiful low-tone blues voices in there.
Nice. And, you know, one thing I know, you had said that a lot of the performers are historically Colorado-based,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's really good. And I know you guys are maybe looking into next year, you know, spreading the net just a little bit wider, but mm-hmm. I do like that it's, still Colorado-based.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So was that a focus from the beginning, or did you guys it just kind of happened into that, so to speak?
Well, you know, we had a connection with Lanny Garrett, and so that kind of just fell in our lap, and to get Lanny on stage was just an absolute gift. And so from there, it was Lanny and then a couple other people who recommended Hazel Miller. So it kind of just started out that way, and then Rebecca Folsom also, she was then also recommended to us. So it's just something that's coming based on recommendations.
You've mentioned Hazel, Lanny, and then also, too, though, you've got Kevin Fitzgerald, comedian, popular Animal Planet veterinarian. So sounds like some fun.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so a little bit of wide range and variety of performers who show up for this benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did want to know, though, too, is this a, because you said it's benefiting, you know, 0 to 100 or more, but is this a kid-friendly event, though, when you have, because I'm thinking, okay, if there's jazz, but then you've got like a comedian, you know, different things like that.
Yeah, so the annual benefit itself is just 21 and over, and that's because we have complimentary beer and wine tasting in the lobby. But, you know, our other programs throughout the year are geared for all ages. This one in particular, of course, is just for the adult population.
For the adult population.
Yeah.
Okay, so the kiddos, they can benefit from it, but they just can't be there that night.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes. We do cater to families in a sense, because if they're coming from around the area, they're going to be really close to home when they come for the benefit and then go back. So they can get that babysitter and then come on out for a couple of hours, have a good time, and be close to home.
Let's just say we're new to Colorado, and we're like, okay, we're hearing about this. What exactly is the Broomfield, you know, Council for the Arts? How do you guys help the community? Can you just, you know, maybe school some of our listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So our focus is to present diverse programming that's inclusive. And because there's not a lot of opportunities that are free to low cost when you're talking about arts and cultural programming, that's our main focus. But what we do in a nutshell is keeping arts not only accessible but alive, both in Broomfield and then also for the residents that are in the surrounding communities that will come in for shows. You know, it's so important to make sure that these experiences are accessible for everyone, because sometimes there can be barriers to having this creative outlet to where not only that they can perform, but they can also just be an audience member if they like. So giving them these different opportunities to just get out there and experience art in whatever way that their heart calls to them.
Now, what kind of barriers? You just mentioned the word barriers. What kind of barriers could there be?
Well, sometimes there's financial barriers into attending arts programming, or even learning different types of art, learning how to paint that masterpiece. Sometimes there can be barriers to that. So we work with a lot of groups that are volunteer based, and with that, they're nonprofits. So the affordability for attending their meetings, learning how to tell stories, it's within range, and a lot of those events and programming are free for people.
And that's, yeah, because I think, too, especially, you know, like right now we've got the furloughed workers, you know, a lot of, different things have gone on. Sometimes it can be just we're coming off the holidays, you know, some money's tight there as well. Furloughed workers have tight money, you know, and just sometimes it can just be a bad economy, so to speak, you know, I think. And so people, you know, they want to be a part of quality things, you know, but then also to, you know, free. But then at the same time, too, I know, you know, you guys are doing this fundraiser to, you know, help get more money back into everything. So and it seems, I don't know, but when I was looking at the flyer, it seemed like it was not as expensive, you know, as someone would think it is, you know, but it seems like you're getting a lot of good stuff because it looked like there was a silent auction beforehand. And
yeah, the silent auction, that's gonna be pretty great. I mean, so to go back to your earlier point, nonprofits, I mean, with the barrier there is that, and even I was under the impression before I got into the field that nonprofits are funded by grants and then they're good to go.
Yeah.
The problem is that that's just not the case. You know, you need that community participation. You need statewide support in terms of finances by individuals that are willing to step forward and say, yes, this is important for my community. This is important for my children. This is important for the senior citizens in my areas and also beyond that. And this in particular, it's $32 to $37 per ticket. Okay. But our other programs, like we have free summer Sundays, family-friendly programs, and everything is free for that, including a live concert.
Okay.
Then we have the Broomfield Film Project that will show the Colorado Shorts from the Denver Film Society and bring those into Broomfield so that sometimes people don't always have to go all the way down to Denver. They can maybe have somewhere that's closer to them and also affordable. So it's allowing people more opportunities to be involved in the arts and culture. Because if you're restricted by budget, maybe you can only go to one or two a month. But having these programs that are in your area and accessible by price point that are close by, it just gives you more of an opportunity to engage in arts and culture.
Yeah, because I'm thinking if I'm in Westminster or Thornton or something like that, that's a hop, skip, and a jump versus, you know, once again, going all the way downtown, battling parking, having to pay for parking. Because, you know, when you get into the, you know, some of the more outlying areas, you know, like Thornton or Broomfield or Westminster or something like that, or Arvada, you know, there's parking available or you don't have to pay.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Because it's like, okay, I want to go to an event, but I don't want to have, you know, that's the extra cost to it as well. So, So the silent auction.
Oh, right.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So super excited about that. The Colorado Avalanche donated a signed hockey puck by Miko. So super exciting with that. We got lift tickets from Arapaho Basin, tickets to the Colorado Ballet, tickets and wine and popcorn package from the Denver Film Society. So we have a lot of exciting items that are going to be up for grabs this year.
Oh, yes. Okay. Bring a checkbook or cash, or how does that work, or credit
checkbook,
card?
Cash, credit card, you bring it, we're ready to go.
You guys just want the money. It's okay. That's good. Now, volunteers, do you all need any help with volunteers or anything during that time to help facilitate, you know, with the facilitation or anything, or how, or no, or are you guys good on that?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, BCAH, that's what we're also known by, is a volunteer governed organization. So everything that we do is powered by those volunteers that are generous with their time. It's really the backbone of our organization. So anytime someone wants to volunteer and then also have fun while they're doing it, they can just come on down to us and we'll give them something to do, whether it's taking tickets or helping out with a children's event.
Great. Carrie, I know we did touch on it for just a moment, but just in case somebody, you know, is listening in again or just whatever, what exactly does the Broomfield Council for the Arts and Humanities do?
So we present many programs ourselves, and, you know, that ranges from free family events to arts events, film production programs, and then we also support over 20 groups and other nonprofit organizations in their marketing efforts, guidance, sometimes with startup programs, and in some cases we act as a fiscal agent for them. So we're really there to help groups get the start that they need to not only get people involved in their programs, but also attend and enjoy and explore their creativity. So BCAH is, in essence, the only umbrella arts and cultural nonprofit organization in Broomfield. So when someone donates their time or money to BCAH, they're really affecting the community on a grand scale.
My other question, you said you all support over 20 different programs. Could you give me just a little taste of some of what those programs are?
Yeah, sure. So we've got the Broomfield Civic Chorus, Chadash Dance, also the Broomfield Spellbinders, which are storytellers that go into local children's schools, and they practice their art of storytelling where they don't memorize the story.
Okay.
They actually tell it to the children. And then also the mini art show, the Broomfield Art Guild. So that's miniature works of art that are on display. And it's actually a statewide show where artists come from all over to exhibit their artwork. And then just some of our own programs that we do, Broomfield Community Players, that brings different theater productions to the Broomfield Auditorium. Astor Women's Chamber Choir, so that's a women's chamber choir, very popular in Broomfield, longstanding. Okay. Broomfield Civic Chorus, they've been with us for decades.
Oh, wow.
And they're mostly made up of seniors who there's about 40 of them that sit there and they practice all year long, and they present these amazing choral concerts for people.
Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm listening. I want to attend on Wednesday, February 20th. How do I? It's 6 o'clock, but is there a website address or a telephone number that I'd want to contact so I can find out more information regarding the fundraiser coming up?
Yeah, sure. So for the fundraiser, we have tickets available on Brown Paper Tickets. So it's the Broomfield Council on the Arts and Humanities annual benefit. You can also always visit our website at artsinbroomfield.org. And so right there, you can find information about the annual benefit, as well as all of the other programs that we offer throughout the year, and also the ones that we support.
Okay, and then if I want to volunteer either with this particular event or just anything else that's happening in the future, would I check out the website, or is there a telephone number to call as well?
Sure, you can give a call to 303-460-6800, and you can also send an email to bcah@artsinbroomfield.org.
Great. Well, Carrie, thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate it. I hope it's a great success. So best of luck to you guys. Once again, it's going to be Wednesday, February the 20th, starting at 6 p.m. And it's at the Broomfield Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yes.
All right. Check out the website or give the telephone number that Carrie mentioned a call. Thank you very much, Carrie, for your time.
Thanks so much, Mindy.